I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. Just see this report now. According to the Secretary of State's Dom Giordano Show, the website for Pennsylvania, that at 11:18, Biden led by about 9,000 votes in the count, with about 160,000 ballots left to count, some of them in Trump country, some of them, though, in Allegheny County and the like, that clearly the trend would be 70-80% for Joe Biden. So does that mean it's over in Pennsylvania? Well, Lisette Tarragono was a poll watcher that was denied entrance, even with all of her credentials, yesterday at the convention center, Steve Keely mentioned. And what went on there, and had been going on there for a full day, and I'm not even sure about now, is something that is going to be litigated out of this. Lisette joins us here on Talk Radio 1210 on the Dom Giordano program. Hey, Lisette, thanks for taking time to join us. Are you at the convention center at this point?
I am not at the convention center at this point. Yesterday, I was registered to come in and observe counts. I'm a red, but what I saw yesterday is just horrific in terms of an entire day of witnessing horrible elements of corruption. It was crazy. It should be horrible for both sides.
So you were denied entrance in the beginning, right?
I was there at 7:30 for an 8 o'clock shift. And right. At the beginning, I thought I was the only one denied entry. And it from observance in the morning, it looked like that people were able to go in if they had been there before and had ID cards. I don't know which party. I know at least one Democrat and one Republican that went in, just because I happen to know them. But time after time, we were denied. Time after time, we were told that the Pennsylvania commissioner was not updating the computer systems to allow anybody in. At this point, I only saw Republicans there. There were several of us who were waiting until about 2:15 yesterday afternoon. The court order came in, of which I have a copy. Numerous phone calls were made by attorneys who had come in, who worked for the Trump campaign and who were local, and judges. And they kept saying, we've just called them. They said they're updating it. They should let you in. And this happened 5 different times. We were lined up, given our names, never updated to allow us in. News from up the friend upstairs was, who was also a veteran, was that they weren't allowing them to observe. And then it was they weren't allowing them to observe from any kind of tenable distance so they could see anything that was going on. Mm-hmm. And this was going on the entire day I stayed, because I was really interested to see what was going on inside and watch the process as was my right to
okay,
jail.
Now, right, the other side, their argument is, hey, it's on, you know, streaming, the whole world's watching it, so what's the big deal here? What do you say, Lisette?
The big deal is that, from what I understand, it's empty up there. There was a court order, there was something they won to allow observers to come within 6 feet. I was not up there. But every photograph and every video that I've seen, I have not seen anybody within an observable distance.
Yeah, well, probably not.
So
no, that's
I'm
what
worried.
It yeah,
and
well.
I believe that not allowing somebody to come in who has all the credentials, who's been vetted, and not allowing people to come in is corruption. It's fraud. It was from every level in from, you know, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. It was just we were dead stopped. And that is unfair. And it makes you distrust our entire system.
That's what
not
the problem is
for anybody.
With all this. Nope. Exactly. So are you part of a lawsuit? Is that going to be the strategy coming up around this?
I don't know. I think that there are going to be lawsuits. I don't know that I will be involved at all, but it's my understanding that this should go absolutely to the federal level. This is not pretty. Yeah. I'm a longtime resident of Philadelphia. I've been here for 35 years, and what I witnessed yesterday was chilling to me.
I'm
a retired attorney, and I have never seen anything like this. Chilling.
I hear you. Well, Lisette, thank you. If you have any more, Dan will just let Dan know and we'll talk. Thank you, Lisette. Thank you for joining.
Thank you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.